Hello and welcome back to An Abundance of Not. I am Garrett, your host. I'm joined this week only by Wade.
Hello, everyone.
Brad's got some personal stuff to take care of. He'll share with everybody next week. With that being said, I want to talk a little bit about dentists and doctors and all those places that you're kind of forced to go, that you're supposed to be like exclusive with, right? You know, you're bound to these places by your insurance. You can't just up and walk to another one. So there's not a lot of competition once you've found one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. We agree. So I had a dentist appointment, scheduled for last Friday, and they had called me earlier in the week and said, hey, you want to make sure about your appointment? I heard 3:30 on the phone. I wrote down 3:30. I left work early, get over there about 3:20. And they told me my appointment then was at 3 and that I'd have to come back another day. And I was thinking that, you know, if this was any other type of business, retail, whatever, they wouldn't turn you away. They'd stay a few minutes late, knowing that they close at 4. They'd stay a few minutes late, get the patient in, get the customer in, do the work that needs to be done and whatnot. So they rescheduled me actually for this coming Tuesday. Which I wrote down, but I thought in my head Tuesday, and Tuesday being yesterday. So I took yesterday off work. I had a very long Monday and needed a breather. And I went in there about 10 to 3, and they're like, oh, we have you scheduled for next Tuesday. And I'm thinking, ah, crap. You know, like, now that's 2 days I would have had to leave early from work and another full day I took off.
Yeah.
To kind of, you know, do this. Well, they're able to get me in and get me taken care of, but... You know, doctors are all the same way. You have an appointment set up for whatever time, and you know you're going to be in that waiting room for 15, 20 minutes. Dentist, orthodontist, whatever, all these places. And it just got me realizing that with insurance, insurance has killed the customer-minded view of these places. Because now their customer is the insurance company more than it is you, the patient. And... yeah, you'll just come back another day because you can't go anywhere else. You're bound to that place.
Yep. And the thing that just bugs me most is, oh, come in at this particular time. And you come in and then you're sitting in the room for 20 minutes and you're hearing your dentist's voice. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, if it was any other type of retailer and you walked into, it doesn't matter what it is, GameStop, Best Buy, and you were looking for help and couldn't find it, you have the option from going to a totally different store, totally different business, getting the same product for the same or cheaper price potentially with the same or better service.
But even restaurants, if a waiter hasn't come to your table in what, 10 minutes, you're... going, you know, what's the deal here?
Yeah, and you have the choice to never go back to that restaurant again without having to make 15 phone calls to your insurance company telling them that you're changing deals. Anyway, so that was a little frustrating.
Abundance of personal issues.
It was just frustrating.
Not personal news, personal issues.
Yeah, plenty of those. Let's see, the weekend was hot this weekend. I finally went archery shooting again for the first time in like 2 years. That was a lot of fun. And I took care of a few things here at the house on Sunday. Sunday was very hot. I didn't get nearly what I wanted to get done. But I got a couple things done that I needed to. I did, however, hit up a hobby store Saturday afternoon and picked up a transmitter and receiver for the quadcopter that I'm working on.
I've seen it.
So hopefully, you know, another paycheck or two away, that thing might be airborne, which is exciting.
May be airworthy.
Just barely. The kid had like a long birthday party she went to Sunday, so that allowed me to do some stuff around the house and not have to worry about it. I'm trying to think what else really of substance went on. And I can't think of anything on my end.
Nope. My weekend was pretty lackluster, but I did do something kind of horrible. This didn't affect anyone else but me. I was headed home from work, stuck in traffic. in which I heard the, you know, that warning, the weather warning thing come on the radio. Warning of, like, flash floods and stuff like that.
That emergency tone
yeah.
thing they do.
And for some reason, it didn't give me any thought. I just turned it up and it was like, right now, who is having a worse day than me? Or having a worse time than me at this particular moment? And you realize, I am a horrible person.
That's pretty self-centered. Somebody's being raped in an alley right now, and you're thinking, I'm having the worst day ever.
No. I've turned this thing, instead of just like changing it to music, I turned the thing up to hear that someone else was having a worse day than me, a worse time than me. I'm stuffing traffic, but this guy's in a flash flood.
Sure.
Somehow trying to make myself feel better by the... Yeah. Hearing about someone being having
that's like
worse.
Watching those daytime TV shows, right? Like Judge Judy and like Maury Povich and Montel Williams and whatnot. And it's like, these people are retarded. Like, I'm glad I'm not them. You know, like you could watch those shows and instantly feel better about who you are really in the world because, you know, like Maury does all those maternity tests and he's always got that one gal who's been in like 10 times and can't find the daddy. It's like, I am glad I'm not you. So, yeah.
And you can't watch those. So they're just like, and we'll figure out who, if David is the father after the break. Like,
after the next 40 minutes of filler, because it only really takes us 10 minutes to let you know who everybody is and the result. But we're going to pack this into an hour.
We're going to get all the back and forth between them. Yeah. Oh, God. Just
yeah. It's all staged, man. I hate that stuff. I used to watch it a lot when I was home during the day.
Oh, God. What was it? Jenny Jones or something?
Something like that. Yeah, Jenny.
Oh, God. That was such a Jenny great show.
That was pretty funny. What else? I can't think of much else. Thinking about quitting my pool team.
Really?
Yeah. The social vibe going on there is subpar, and I find myself spending money and leaving feeling worse than I did going. And that's just not...
It's the complete opposite of...
Yeah, it's kind of not the desired outcome. And I'm thinking over the course of a year, it's roughly $1,000 that I'm spending doing pool between the dues and the...
Driving and the
social factor. Yeah.
It's
like, I could put that towards something else. So I'm considering it. I haven't fully made my decision up, but I'm leaning heavily that way. Let's see. I think we'll jump into the movies now. Any objections?
No.
Movies. We'll start with the box office this week in terms of what came out this past weekend. Top four is Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, holding at 93% critic rating, pulled in $55.5 million. Vacation at 25% critic rating at $14.7 million. Ant-Man holding at 80%, pulled in $12.8 million. And The Minions at 54%, pulled in $12.4 million. Now we got a few movies to talk about here and... coming out this week, and let's take a look at what's popular. Number one is Fantastic Four, rated a measly 14%. I can't say that I blame them. The contemporary reimagining of Marvel's original and longest-running superhero team centers on four young outsiders who teleport to an alternate and dangerous universe which alters their physical form in shocking ways. Their lives irrevocably... upended. The team must learn to harness their daunting new abilities and work together to save Earth from the former friend turned enemy. This is with a few names here. Kate Mara, Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Bell, who he's been in a bunch of stuff, and Miles Teller. Miles Teller you would recognize from, you might not actually, but from the Insurgent Divergent movies. He's been in those. He plays Reed Richards. What's interesting, though, and I think they address this as an adoption situation, but in the Fantastic Four, Johnny, the Flaming Torch, Human Torch, and Kate Mara playing Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman, they're siblings. But in this movie, Kate's white, Michael Jordan's black. They pretty much address that, oh, well, he's adopted. And it's like, I mean, I understand some racial perspective maybe, and not all superheroes are white and whatnot.
Well, this is...
But in every comic book, he has been, and so it's just kind of...
Well, this is like, oh, well, you need to have this character in there.
Yeah.
It's like, and, oh, we'll just justify it by like, oh, he's adopted. There. It's...
It's one line of...
It's a check mark.
I know. It's just... I don't know. It's weird.
It's...
So that's coming out this week. I have to say I'm not very interested in that with the critic.
Kate Mara was in the first season of American Horror Story. She was also in a movie with Johnny Depp. When he gets his brain digitized.
Transcendence?
Yeah. She was the leader of the resistance or whatever.
Jamie Bell, would recognize from Billy Elliot. You might not. He was in Billy Elliot.
Again,
he played it was a ballet movie about a boy who didn't fit in with everybody.
I've seen that. That was
so he's the primary
ago,
in that. And he was also in the movie Jumper with Christensen. Is it Christensen?
He was the punk one?
Yeah, he was kind of the punk one. But he's been in a bunch of stuff. So
he was also in King Kong, apparently.
He apparently was also in King Kong. I don't remember him from King Kong, so I'm
not
worried about
it. Didn't watch King
Kong. That was the one with Jack Black, though, actually. Number two this week is The Gift, rated at 94%. Fantastic Four, I believe, is rated PG-13. Let's verify that real quick. Come on, sources. Yes, PG-13. Wasn't sure if it might be PG. So The Gift is rated R at 94%. This is more down your alley. This is with Jason Bateman, who you might recognize from... what's that movie with... Will Smith, he's the hero,
okay, thanks.
he's like a superhero.
Oh, Hancock?
Hancock. So Jason Bateman was the PR guy that he befriended.
Yeah.
Rebecca Hall's in this, along with a few other notables. Let's take a look here. Simon and Robin are a young married couple whose life is going just as planned until a chance encounter with an acquaintance from Simon's high school sends their world into a harrowing tailspin. Simon doesn't recognize Gordo at first, but after a series of uninvented encounters and mysterious gifts prove troubling, a horrifying secret from the past is uncovered after more than 20 years. As Robin learns the unsettling truth about what happened between Simon and Gordo, she starts to question how well do we really know the people closest to us, and are past bygones ever really bygones?
Turns out the husband was a bully to Gordo, and there. It's a revenge flick.
Or not. Who knows?
It could be.
Maybe they were a partner in a crime or something, and it's coming back to haunt him because his accomplice is feeling guilty about it. Number three this week is Shaun the Sheep at 99%. That's pretty...
Wow, but really?
Yeah. Rated PG. When Shaun decides to take the day off and have some fun, he gets a little more action than he bargained for. A mix-up from the farmer, a caravan, and a very steep hill lead them all to the big city, and it's up to Shaun and the flock to return everyone safely to the green grass of home. I'm not going into who's in this because it's all voiceover because it's claymation, and I don't really care. Number four this week, Ricky and the Flash, 64%. This is PG-13, featuring the likes of Meryl Streep and her daughter, I believe is also in this. I believe that could be Mamie Gummer. I'm not totally sure. Let's see here. Okay, so Meryl Streep, the three-time award-winning... goes electric and takes on a whole new gig, a hard rockin' singer guitarist for Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme and Academy Award-winning screenwriter Diablo Cody. Really? His name is Diablo. Okay.
His parents hated
him. And the uplifting comedy Ricky and the Flash, in a film loaded with music and live performance, Streep stars as Ricky, a guitar heroine who, it's funny, I see heroine and I think female hero or drugs, who gave up everything for her dream of rock and roll stardom, but is now returning home to make things right with her family. Streep stars opposite her real-life daughter, Mamie Gummer, who plays her fictional daughter, Rick Springfield, who takes on the role of a Flash member in love with Ricky, and Kevin Kline, who portrays Ricky's long-suffering ex-husband. Okay.
Can I just say, I had a small lunch, I have not had dinner, and we are looking at, pages where it's offering, this double-dip French toast. I'm freaking starving.
So the background of Rotten Tomatoes is, this, big old food thing. It's pretty funny.
Oh, god damn.
And last but not least, just for pure mention for fandom here, Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F apparently is a movie that is coming to select theaters. It has no rating as far as content goes. It's rated at 100% from critics, all of however many actually reviewed it, 9.
As we just look at the comments, yep. All right.
So for our Dragon Ball Z fans, myself included, even the complete obliteration of his physical form can't stop the galaxy's most evil overlord. After years in spiritual purgatory, Frieza has been resurrected and plans to take revenge on the Z fighters of Earth. Facing off against Frieza's powerful new form and his army of 1,000 soldiers, Goku and Vegeta must reach new levels of strength in order to protect Earth from their vengeful nemesis. I was surprised it got 100%, and surprised they're making new Dragon Ball Z content.
You want some more surprising? MMA star Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Has a crush on Vegeta.
Wow.
I like her even more. I mean, I wasn't necessarily a big fan of her, although I thought it was hilarious they had a pay-per-view fight on last week for $60 that lasted 34 seconds.
Yeah, that's so one that, other
that's,
issue.
That's pretty funny. She was also, I think it was her that was in Fast and the Furious movie.
Some people have been making GIFs of her going Super Saiyan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny to see, actually.
She's taking down people's boom.
That's funny.
That's great.
Let's take a look. I think she was in one of the... she was in Expendables 3. And what else?
God, there are three of those.
She was in the latest Fast and Furious 7. She played a bodyguard that Michelle Rodriguez fought. And she was in the Entourage movie recently, but portraying herself. So, funny. Well, very good. Let's jump to some news. It's going to be a light week again with Brad not here. But we'll touch base on what Wade's got on hand. I'm a little empty-handed. So we'll discuss and leave you guys to it. Oh, here we go.
Coming out of Gamescom, Blizzard jumps the, the views anyway. When they come in with a new character for the near upcoming arena shooter-ish game Overwatch.
Okay.
But I think his name is Lucio or somewhere along those lines. He's a former musical celebrity and his weapon is music. He rides around the area with skates. He's able to wall ride and he's all music themed.
Interesting.
No, I'm not sure if is he called African American or is it black? I'm not sure anymore. I want to say black because that's what I've been told by black people.
What's the character name?
Is it Lucio? Is it L-U-C-I-O? Yeah. I want to say Overwatch after that.
Yeah. We're fact checking. Yep, there you go. He is a black character who looks like he's got a speaker as a weapon, some backpack funky thing, and some sort of, rollerblade style footwear.
He's able to just traverse the, get on walls and.
He's got dreadlocks, which is a little stereotypical, but I mean, hey, might as well have some fun with it. Go Blizzard.
I think this is either the second or the third New character release. There's one right there. I don't know what her name is.
Zara? Zarya?
Yeah. Who was a kind of a heavy weapons user. So, you know, it's nice to take it for where we're going. I mean, we've got a pretty diverse looking cast here from what where pictures are bringing up, but as again, I'm getting tired of doing this. Get it out already, please.
Yeah, it's kind of the downside with Blizzard. I mean, they announce something, they take forever. Well, Blizzard's got a history Half-Life with this. 3. You know, announce a game 3 years before you're going to actually release it. You beta it for a year. You're releasing more and more content for those who were in the beta, while the people who can't get in just sit on and watch. I understand that. But those that don't have access, you know, sit around on the sidelines. I mean, look at Heroes of the Storm, how long that went in beta until finally launched. I mean, there are people doing full character builds in a beta.
Hearthstone, another one we'll get to later. But yeah, I mean, that was like, that was terrible. Just like, okay, I want to play this game. And it almost got to a point where I stopped caring about Hearthstone because it took so long to freaking play.
Yeah.
Or to get, for them to release it. But yet, you watch, you know, famous YouTuber after famous YouTuber with it, and you're like, oh, come on now.
Yeah, my biggest issue with something like that is, especially like with Overwatch, where they're announcing new characters, is you should definitely be releasing the game, get the mechanics of the game out, and then release new characters once the game is available. Don't be spending all your time now, pre-release, working on, you know, coming up with new characters, whatever. Get all the mechanics down and everything, and then you can work on new character mechanics on the side, and then release those in subsequent patches or something
during
like that.
During the beta. You know, and so that way you can test the new characters in with, what, millions of testing?
Yeah.
Millions of people testing it? But it's like, oh, here's this new character and this new character. Okay, can we just play it, please?
Yeah, seriously. Very, very frustrating. But yeah, no, I mean, I kind of feel like...
I mean, it'd be a very fun game for everyone just to get in on and jump, but that's just the point.
Yeah. So, what else you got? I'm trying to think. I don't have any other thoughts here. I'm searching stuff. My creativity juices are flowing.
Well, we have a new... Said we get to this. A new expansion for Hearthstone. The Grand Tournament. This is akin to the Argent Tournament, which happened in World of Warcraft during the Wrath of the Lich King expansion.
Okay.
And this will be unveiling 132 new cards with a new mechanic known as Inspire. From what I have read, the Inspire mechanic is when you play a... the Inspire mechanic is a ability that procs when Inspire comes into play. So if
what does one that, procs mean?
It comes into effect.
Why didn't it, you it activates. Say that?
Oh, jeez. Anywho. So, say some when a card that comes down that has... There's one card, I don't know the name, my apologies. It'll summon like a 2/3 Kodo, which is this big kind of pack animal. The reptilian pack animal. But you have to have a card that will give Inspire, and which will then have that card summon the Kodo.
So, a new expansion with a whole bunch of new crap.
Yeah.
Aren't they doing a tournament or something like that at Gamescom too?
Yeah, this is where...
Well, yeah, I heard some people were going to that. Where is Gamescom?
I have no idea.
Because I think it's here in the U.S. somewhere.
It's probably somewhere.
Okay.
It's probably somewhere. Thank
it's
you,
probably
Brian.
Somewhere. Yeah, that's probably accurate. I mean, it has to exist at a specific location the world.
Anyway, they're offering you to buy the 50 packs for 40 or for 50 bucks. So it's a pack a buck, I guess. But before the... When the expansion hits, you'll be able to open all the packs and subsequently, you know, play with them all. But even for when I'm playing, I play Hearthstone pretty much every day, and it's getting to a point where most of the cards aren't even used because everyone is just meta decking, which is just, oh, famous YouTuber or Twitch user is using this deck build. Well, copy that and keep going. No one's putting any creativity into their decks.
Well, I mean, the person who's creating it, who's YouTubing it is, and then people following or not. But the initial person is.
My two decks have a, are very, I think are creative. I have a Sticky Paladin deck and a Hunter
deck. It's all
deck.
Going completely over my head.
Well, stop crying.
I'm not crying. It's just I have no idea what you're talking about. I could care less about Hearthstone. And you're going into details about it that...
Well, people who are watching and play, or watching, playing Hearthstone and know what I'm talking about. So, sure.
Okay. And there's people that don't. So, just know that you're talking over them. Give the points. So, Hearthstone's got an expansion. A free-to-play game is wanting you to spend $50 on 50 packs of expansion cards.
Yes. And it'll be released this month, August.
So, the free game is far from free.
Well, you don't
Can you earn these packs in-game? Yes.
You know, well, you play you get dailies, which will be like, get 3 victories, or win 3 games with this class, you know, things, or do this amount of damage, and you'll get gold, which then allows you to buy packs. But obviously, you can buy packs with real money.
Okay.
And to the point where I'm getting is that, also as well, we're going to the point where there is so much removal, which is cards that are able to destroy minions or do damage, and basically keep the board clear, that it's at some point it's almost impossible to play.
What, because the cards are too strong?
Because
now?
Because classes have so much removal that there's you can't keep any minions on the board.
Interesting.
You have the mage who has Frostbolt, Frostlance, Fireball, Pyroblast, Flame Strike, and Polymorph. And there's going to be more with this expansion. And it's like, wow, you can't do anything anymore. So, I don't know. And I've said, yes, there's, you know, cards that aren't used, but it's really annoying whenever you try to put something on the board and it's obliterated because people have so much versatility in the way they can remove your minions for not a lot. And that's the whole base of Hearthstone, is either equal or better trades than that you're getting and forcing your opponent to make worse trades.
I see. On a side news, public service announcement. Khloe Kardashian apparently has created a messaging app. Nobody buy it or download it. Just don't. Do the world a favor. There's enough messaging apps out there. We don't need another one. There's some rumors about a Black Widow movie starring Scarlett Johansson. I know some people were trying to advocate for some of this. But it looks like there's some controversy and reports of lack of diversity, perhaps, in Hollywood right now with leading ladies, at least in major movies. They all appear to be quite Caucasian in complexion, including the likes of Lena Headey, as we know from Game of Thrones, and also the 300 movies. Scarlett, you got Jennifer Lawrence, you've
Nicole
got...
Pleats.
Nicola Peltz from Transformers. Just Jennifer Lawrence, like I said, from that stuff. So I don't know what that's about.
What was the chick from? She played Zathura in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, she's African American.
She's been out of movies for a while. She's not African. She's Cuban.
King.
But she just is recovering from twins, actually. So she's been out of the movie scene for a little bit. But yeah, there's some stuff on Huffington Post about diversity and or lack thereof, which is interesting.
Oh, because maybe some women don't want to go into movie roles? Like some women don't want to become politicians? Just a thought.
I mean, yeah, they have to have the population to pick from, so to speak. Interesting little article here, just by the headline. Bindi Irwin opens up about losing her dad, the crocodile hunter. She has a cute little show, definitely for kids. As an adult, it's pretty mind-numbing. But it's all about animal facts and kind of a little competition for kids that they run through the zoo and try to compete for animal knowledge. It's a cute little show if you got kids. It's a good one. But I'm just trying to fill airspace, so I'm going to stop.
Well, speaking of which, Blizzard is... actually, sorry, World of Warcraft is going to be announcing their new expansion for tomorrow, meaning today, when this is released, which would be August 6th at Gamescom. That's what BC, Wrath, Cataclysm, Mist of Pandaria, Warlords of Draenor, and then this new one is going to be the 6th expansion.
Great.
Reaching, guys?
For our movie people, I think we've talked about... I know we've talked about this movie and its potential hype. But Deadpool released a little trailer, a teaser trailer, rather, of Deadpool sitting in a big chair kind of talking and announcing that another trailer would be coming. That secondary trailer has since launched, as I understand it. Again, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. I'm going to see if we can pull up the trailer here real quick. Here we go. So it shows a little bit of before Deadpool as Ryan Reynolds portrays Wade. Something Wade, I think.
Not me, but I was actually thinking about doing a Deadpool just because of that reason. Cosplay, by the way. Which I'm actually may be getting back into because I found some people who... Or at least a person, we could probably start a cosplay group. So, woo!
There you go. So, looks like a pretty in-depth trailer. It goes into the before, the why he may have subjected himself to experimentation, and the aftermath resulting in, so to speak.
This was before the Weapon X.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're taking the whole X-Men Origins Wolverine movie where Deadpool made his appearance. And they're pretty much either going to call attention to it as a joke or totally write it off.
Just have a big X in the back and just be done with it.
We see, Weapon X was supposed to be Wolverine.
Yeah,
Wolverine's
I know.
Weapon X, and Deadpool was... I don't know if the comic book world, they really intertwined, but he has similar abilities. And there shows the action scene that we've seen in that initial teaser trailer from a couple years ago. So, a lot of Deadpool trailer. If you want to see it, go see it. It's a couple minutes long.
It looks fun. I probably will see it just because the main character's real name is Wade.
I'll see it because, it's Ryan Reynolds. His comedic timing is great. And the hype for this thing has been built up for years by the community. Let's hope it's not crap.
And it's funny how they kind of they released this trailer and then, it's on the... In limbo, everyone's like, dude, this is good.
Yeah, we want this. You have to make this, is really what it was.
And people are like, okay, wow, all right, we're making it. And it's like,
yeah, it was something that got started. It got shelved. It was selectively, I say selectively released because it happened to have released during a Comic-Con or something like that, which is like, that's an interesting time to leak footage.
Well, it's a stupid thing.
And the community built up.
No, they did that for like the WoW movie and somewhere. Something else. No, it was a Suicide Squad movie they did where it was like special only Comic-Con.
That video was supposed to be a Comic-Con exclusive.
It was for two, both of them were doing it, and it was like.
Okay. All right. Here's the story with Suicide Squad. It was designed to be a Comic-Con exclusive, and somebody in the crowd had videoed it and put it up online.
Blizzard's gotten all the ones for World of Warcraft, as far as I know. The WoW movie. Sorry.
But for Suicide Squad, the production company, they couldn't stop it getting out.
Oh, yeah.
So they said, well, if it's going to be out, we want it to be in the quality that we've done, not in the quality that some idiot did with their smartphone. So they ended up releasing it anyway. But it kind of sucks now for you Comic-Con people because all these exclusives that you get at Comic-Con are going to go away because they end up not being exclusive. Somebody leaks it, it gets out to the public, and then it's no big deal.
It's... not hard to do that, because once something hits the internet, it's boom, it's out there.
Yeah.
And the only way for you to let it, for the only way for it to disappear is not to draw attention to it. If you mention it anyway, people will gravitate to it.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, go, oh, we don't want this here. People will be like, well, hey, this is what they don't like. Here, have it. That's what people do. They consider it a challenge if you try to stop them.
Yeah. Challenge accepted. Mission accomplished. So, anyway. Don't leak crap. Or leak it all you want and realize that there's effects to your actions. There are consequences to all actions.
Well, I'm kind of against having that kind of... Oh, this is an exclusive event. Exclusive trailer. It's... I mean... It's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, you want to get into this thing? Here, pay, you know, however much it is to get in to this event and watch this sneak peek trailer. It's...
Well, it sucks because when you can't decide to go to Comic-Con. It's sold out so fast that you're screwed.
And there's other people who are, let's say, other countries? Sorry, we're not the only country in the world here that can't make it to these shows, these events. Are you going to show it to every Comic-Con that happens? Yes, there's like four or five of them, by the way. Just when we say Comic-Con, a lot of people refer to the San Diego one. But that's the thing. It's when they sell out too fast, and a lot of people can't go because they're not in the U.S. or any other country that Comic-Con would happen to go to.
We call that geographical restrictions.
Yep. So I'm thoroughly against having these exclusives. No, sure, you can have one other thing. Oh, you get to see a trailer a couple days in advance. Cool.
Yeah.
But when it's the, oh, this is exclusive, no one else gets to see it. It's like, you know what? That's a middle finger to everyone else who can't go.
Yeah, I kind of wonder how much of a marketing stunt it is. Knowing that it's an exclusive, you're either A, limiting your audience to see the work you've put into creating a trailer, because it's not like they just snip it together and they're done. There's, you know, decent effort that goes into it. Or do they make it out to be an exclusive knowing that it's going to get out, or as an exclusive, it's hyped up that it's an exclusive situation, and does that generate more hype that way? I don't know. I'm just curious. But before we beat this horse to a bloody pulp, we will go ahead and end it here. We ask you, once again, follow us on Twitter, @AbundanceKnot. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/abundance.knot. We got videos going up pretty much daily on YouTube, so check it out. We got Rocket League, a few here and there. We've got Batman Arkham City.
I may join
Don't Starve. Together is out. And some Portal 2 will be coming out in the near future. So check it out if you're interested in any of that. And we'll see you guys next time.
And keep on gaming. And oh my god, I'm hungry.